This is a podcast from Rover.
Caleb's been working away in his beat laboratory alongside Dr. Dre to rip out another Friday night takeaway. So if you're feeling hungry for some bloody great content, some lols, mate, here you go.
Order for Duncan.
Hey!
16 cheeseburgers, 8 steak and bean pies and a lime milkshake. Order for Duncan.
Lime.
Order for...
Oh, hey there, sexy.
Didn't see you there.
This is Friday Night Takeaways.
I'm tech producer Caleb, and this is what we took away from this week with Jay and Dunk.
We learned that just because you are missing a limb,
you can still do absolutely anything,
including catching a marlin, spearfishing.
Waito, mate. The big three, have you got them?
Yeah, I do, mate. 2017, I had a bad forestry accident. Long story short, I cut my leg off. Managed to spear a 150-kilo striped marlin last year with one leg, and it was 300 grams bigger than one I spared back in 2008 with two legs.
Oh, my.
Holy shit.
So you're running one pin and you still managed to do it.
Yeah. Just to be honest, the first part of the fight, you don't have much option. You just hold on. So, yeah, nah, it all keeps working.
Nice. There he is. There he is, Wayno, our sexy merman.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
We learned that Dunk's such a big fan of EVs that he's been losing sleep over them.
Well, kind of.
And then I realised that I've been looking at a lot of Teslas on Trade Me.
You've been looking at a lot of Nissan Leafs and Priuses.
Yeah, no, potato, potato.
You know, Elon Musk versus give me 5 stars.
Tell you what though, those Leafs are pretty cheap.
It's because they're pretty shit.
This week we found out that you lot are the hardiest motherfuckers out there.
Particularly Dave, who's basically been put through an incinerator backwards, but it's still...
Sweet is.
Have a go at this year.
Back in 2009, I went for a run. It was up quite a big hill. When I got home that night, I had 2 strokes and a massive heart attack.
And we've got ourselves a winner. That's
jeez. How did you fare off the back of that?
Oh, ended up with a hypoxic brain injury and a few other things. Buggered my vision, buggered my balance, buggered my short-term memory. Wow. Other than that, sweet as.
Dave, mate, have you got a message for anybody that's going out for a run tonight?
Don't do it.
That's it, Dave. That's exactly what I wanted for you. Bloody Dave.
And to finish off with a huge helping of dessert for Friday Night Takeaways, all thanks to our fans in Wales.
Oh, actually,
where are they from again?
Boom, boom, boom. Now let me, I say, well.
Well.
Well. I say, boom, boom, boom. Now
we're
about to say, well.
Well. Well. From the Bali.
That's another feed of Friday Night Takeaways for you. And remember, we're the number one show for self-defense. Hey, Dunk.
And yeah, could be arming you with a knife and a t-shirt.
Ka kite, have a good one.
As Gandhi famously said.
Oh my gosh. Terrifying place to live in the mind of tech producer Caleb. That's absolutely magical. What a week. Holy hecker.
Do you remember years ago, you know, Hamish from Hamish and Andy, he came through work and I was sending out some prizes at the time and it was hammers. And he was like, interesting, like to arm your listeners, okay. Just like straight away, as quick as soon as he walked in, he'd be bloody horrified that we were arming our listeners with knives now.
One of the most popular things I reckon that we've ever done on the show was giving out victory knives every day for weeks on end.
They go good and they're so reasonably priced.
Yeah, they're epic. Once again, I mean, I would unashamedly endorse the team at Victory Knives, Gareth and the team at Victory Knives. I mean, a New Zealand company for frickin' almost ever. They made World War II bayonets.
Man, that's so wild.
Yeah. They made like these skull punching knives as well, which the special forces had, which would fit between your hands, like between your knuckles, almost like knuckle dusters, with a short blade for punching people through the face. And if you spin them around, you could hold the blade in the palm of your hand and crush people's skulls to the other end of it. Now, that is a serious bit of kit. And then they made the titanium
3D. Not making those anymore, are they?
Nah, no massive market for them.
The Jay and Dunk Podcast.